This is TWiT.
The biggest takeaway from me, and I'm curious what you thought, Stacey, because it sounded like you were more excited about this, was how little technical detail. They never once mentioned the processor. They barely mentioned the size of the batteries. They didn't talk about the cameras, the megapixels. They left almost all the technical specs out. They announced two new Galaxy Note phones, the Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra. They announced a new Galaxy Watch. They announced new Galaxy Buds. They announced a new Note Tab, a Galaxy Tab. They announced the new folding phone, but left out all the details. Maybe because it all had been leaked, or they knew that the embargoed reviews would be out right after the event. It was disappointing to me because it was, and maybe this is a COVID thing, because obviously this would have, reporters would have been there in years gone by. This was just a big ad with a lot of soft, mushy marketing terms for how wonderful the life would be using their stuff.
I felt like we have Apple pioneered this with like tech reporters going to their lunches. And I feel like this is just the end of that. COVID has pushed that. And I think it's probably right to do so because for years, these events have been for two purposes. One, reporters to get all like, woo, you know, get our coverage, but also to get pretty pictures and live blogs and page views and whatever, right? Was feeding the machine. And then your diehard fans and developers would also check in, but they weren't necessarily there to talk about like processing power or megapixels or what. I think maybe they erred too far on the giant ad side, but I think this is where we had been heading, and COVID has changed the audience for these to normal people, not just reporters. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That Samsung has done an amazing job of corner in the market of the regular person.
Number two manufacturer in the world after Huawei and ahead of Apple.
You grab a regular person on the street that has a Samsung device, they could care less what the SoC is. They just want to make sure that camera makes them look really good when they're in the club. That's it.
Of course, I always look really good in the club.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. But
in your avocado shirt?
I haven't been in the club in 40 years, probably, but okay. I think also it reflects the fact that we're at peak phone, that we are now, every technology gets to this point where speeds and feeds just don't matter anymore.
Right.
That you assume it's going to have a great camera. It's going to have a great screen. It's a Note, so it's going to have a stylus. You don't sweat the details. In fact, they spent more time talking about the color, Mystic Bronze.
Because that's what sells.
People want.
So that's what I want to buy. I want that beautiful that rose pretty? Gold beans. They're just so adorable.
Oh, you're talking about the new earbuds. I'm going to get everything in bronze. I'm going to bronze all the things.
It's just so pretty.
So here's what I don't. So are you going to order one of these?
No. I don't. I'm not fancy. Although the flip phone, I gotta say, like,
you
want to
be fancy?
Around,
yeah. No, they have a new one.
I'm like, I would totally. That is like, give it to me.
And now it's
how much is it again,
Scotty?
Mystic Bronze, $799.99. And now in 5G.
I feel like my next phone, even though I'm ride or die for, you know, Pixel, I'm looking at that and I'm like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, it folds in half. It's nice and compact. I really love this hinge idea where you got a little, it's like a little mini laptop. You've got a screen on one half of it.
Like
and
an iPad. You remember the iPods?
Yeah.
The
it's
little
about
screen
that size.
That you could watch. It's like that
size.
Tiny
little
screen.
So
I think it's neat.
Oh, right.
They're doing
nice
that, by the way, with the new Galaxy Fold as well. They said that this hinge will also have an infinite angle so that you can do the same thing. So the Fold, by the way, is going to be a very pricey phone, starting at $1,200.
I thought the Fold was more than that.
Well, it goes up 1,400. Or maybe it's, I don't know. Let me learn more.
I got to look again because for some reason I thought
I've
it was
reserved
more than
it
that.
Already. So here's what I know. I don't care about the price because it's for work, right? Because I want to do something as an experiment. One of the things they really were pitching is the Samsung ecosystem. Everything works better. This is what Apple has been saying for years. Everything works better if you're all Samsung all the time. So get the Fold, get the earbuds, get the watch. So I think to do it justice, I'm going to have to go all in. So I thought, we haven't really tried any of these folding phones yet. This is their second and a half generation.
I'm glad the advertising's coming back in.
No, this is probably, I don't know, it's going to be a lot of money, I know, as much as a real computer. But I think I'm going to get it all in Mystic Bronze because then it'll all match. I'll get the bean-shaped earbuds. Those are hysterical. Let me see if I can show you those. Those are so funny.
I want to talk about those because I can't imagine them staying in my ear.
Well, you don't have a bean-shaped ear.
More than likely, they also come with some additional wings.
No wings. Look at her. She's either in great pain or having a good time. Can't tell.
Does it have the rubber tip or not?
It's like a young Lindsay Lohan. Look at that. A
lot of freckles.
Wow, it does.
Yeah,
it's got a little rubber tip.
But a lot of the true wireless buds that you see on the market, the ad never shows the additional tips that comes with them.
These will have tips. But look at the size of them.
Oh, yeah, that tip is so
it's wide.
Shallow.
It's got two drivers in it looks like.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow, two drivers is pretty cool.
Yeah. So this is going to be interesting. They haven't not announced, I don't think they've announced a price for these. The watch, which is pricey, I think it's $400, is not Android Wear. And I think this is where Samsung's starting to see some benefits of creating Tizen, its own operating system. I feel like, you know, they mentioned, but then had to say a little caveat, not available till we get FDA approval. But their new watch will, presuming it gets approved by the FDA, have blood pressure, have oxygen level, it'd be an oximeter, and an electrocardiogram. Of those three, I think the only one they got FDA approval for was, it was only one.
It would probably be the EKG.
EKG is pretty established tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Apple, I can't imagine how it's going to do blood pressure, but you know, suddenly your watch is going to go.
No. It's just watching your blood flow.
It's probably using the green LEDs, right?
Yeah.
And then just running an algorithm.
It's probably not very accurate either, right?
Yeah, those are only as good as their algorithm.
Right.
I was looking at my Jabras, and I think what it is you have to, you'll do the twist when you put it in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the bean shape, they say, is because that's your ear canal shape.
Yeah.
It's kind of bean-like.
I just have weird ears. I cannot wear any of the Apple things. They just fall straight out.
Yeah. Well, this may not be for you. Anyway, I'm
still waiting for Google to fix theirs.
I thought I would get all of the above.
Kevin is watching, and he sent me a footnote on the Samsung phone prices. He said those prices include a phone trade-in, so you pay $200 to $400 more over the listed price without the trade-in.
Whoa. So if you have an old note, you can trade it in for the new one. And one of the things they do offer...
Price. Are they presuming the trade-in?
No, I don't know. I got a quote that didn't say you have to trade it in. You can if you want. Right. The other thing they say is you get a 50% return if you return it any time in the first 2 years in good shape. So you could in 2 years buy a new one and get a 50% back. So they're pushing this ecosystem. They want people to live in Samsung land.
The same way people live in the Apple world.
Yeah.
Exact same thing.
Yeah.